Do you often find yourself invaded by negative thoughts now and then? Maybe you really want to focus your mind upon something very important or some important goal. But you know, these inner little voices, they keep popping up. Voices like, you are not enough. You always make mistakes. You are not brilliant. Or maybe when you are setting up goals for your life, these little voices, they will pop up in your head saying, you can never be successful. No one appreciates how hard you work, or you are lazy. Or maybe in areas of your relationship, these voices may whisper like, no one really cares about you. Or don't open your heart, because the other person may take advantage of you. Or maybe this voice that the other person or even your boss is just using you to gain advantage for himself. Our inner voices could be blaming us about the quality of our past decisions or mistakes which we made, which could have been avoided. So these voices, they come with an emotional urgency that demands our attention. So by the end of this video, you will learn, firstly, what is the source of these negative thoughts and emotions. So this will help you become more aware of their origin. The second is, what are the four functions of the mind? This will help you understand the inner linkages between the various aspects of mind. And third, how can we stop the negative voices in our mind? So this will give you an awareness to detach ourselves from our past memories and the attractions and aversions associated with those memories. So we shall be really going very deep in this video into the working of the mind and how changing the state of our mind could result in changing our lives. And if you have not subscribed till now, I suggest you to subscribe to this channel now so that you do not miss out on the forthcoming videos in this series. So before we start, let us pray to Lord Ganpati for all of us. Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha. I call upon the lineage of my gurus to bless me. My heartfelt gratitude to my guru for choosing me as a medium to express himself. Om Hrom Shri Nityanandaye Namaha. Om Hrom Shri Shaligram Sharmaye Namaha. Om Hrom Shri Kanhaiyalal Sharmaye Namaha. Om Shri Guruve Namaha. So before we consider how to remove negative thoughts or to stop the negative voices in our mind, let us first examine how are they created. We all know this is a mind game, but within the mind, what is the source of these negative thoughts? So there are four functions of the mind. The first is manas, that is the sensory or the processing mind. The second is chitta, that is the storage of impressions. The third is ahankara, that is the I maker or the ego consciousness. And the fourth is buddhi or intellect, which knows, which decides, which judges and discriminates. So manas is the lower mind. Manas receives sensory impressions and data through our 10 sense organs or indriyas, we call them, and then interacts with the external world. The problem is that manas always questions and doubts. So it is because manas is not the decision maker. It acts just like a supervisor on the construction site. It just collects sensory inputs and passes it on to the buddhi, who is the real boss. So if this questioning and doubting tendency of Manas becomes excessive, it can cause very great difficulties. Then Chitta is the memory bank, which stores impressions and all our past experiences. These experiences include our experiences from our birth to the present moment of this lifetime, as well as impressions from our previous lifetimes. Though these experiences can be very useful, Chitta can also cause difficulties if its functioning is not coordinated with the other functions of the mind. So if Chitta is not coordinated with other functions of the mind, then the countless impressions in this bed of lake of mind can start to stir up and arise. And in the absence of a clear buddhi, many of these latent impressions, they start stirring up and competing for the attention of Manas to carry out their wants in the external world. You must be knowing so many people around you who have the habit of living in the past. This means that when our buddhi or intellect is not clear and strong, our chitta starts dictating the Manas to take actions in the world which are based on our past memory. And these actions are often not very useful. In fact, the purpose of entire yoga system is to control the gross and subtle modifications of the mind. Maharshi Patanjali has said, "Yogascha chitta vritti nirodha." Now, third, ahankar is the sense of I am-ness. It is the ego which feels itself to be distinct, a separate entity. And because of this sense of separate entity, born out of our avidya or ignorance about our true nature, two more problems arise. First, the bigger problem is that ahankar also creates our feelings of separation, pain, and alienation. But the biggest of all the problems is that ahankara aligns itself with the impressions in chitta, causing them to be colored or klisht. And the klisht impressions are those that are colored by our attractions and our aversions. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, klesha. So these past memories, with their colorings of attractions or aversions, along with ahankara, they start knocking the doors of Manas. But Manas immediately reports to its boss, you know, buddhi, which has the power to discriminate. But if buddhi itself is clouded, it is not able to give direction to the mind. The mind then has no other option but to surrender to the desires being sought by chitta and ahankara. And in the absence of clear choice by buddhi, which alone, you know, knows or decides or judges or discriminates, the colored impressions, they drive the Manas, which is the sensory motor mind, to take actions purely out of habit. So thus, it is said that purifying or uncoloring of buddhi is the most important task in the path of self-realization. Now, fourth aspect is buddhi. Buddhi is the higher aspect of mind. It is the doorway to inner wisdom. The word buddhi itself comes from the root word buddha, which means one who has awakened. Buddhi has the capacity to decide, to judge, to make cognitive discrimination. It can make a wiser decision out of the various choices available. When buddhi is clear and unclouded, the Manas has to accept its guidance. the entire cause of our mental and emotional suffering is the false identification between ahankar and the data that is stored in our chip. By witnessing the four functions of the mind while they are functioning, we increasingly come to see this mistaken identity, which alone leads to freedom. So, the major task of our sadhana or our daily spiritual practices is to uncloud the clouded buddhi. How does this clarity come? It happens by removing the clouds of spiritual ignorance, that is avidya, that are blocking the wisdom of buddhi. Thus, the most important goal of all the practices is purification of buddhi. Then, with a clear buddhi, one can make choices that lead to more peace and joy. You know, the principle of buddhi is one of the most important principles and tools of yoga, as presented by Maharishi Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra. Now, when we have a clearer picture of all the functions of the mind, we now know where the problem lies. So we can start taking steps toward better coordination of all the four functions of the mind. You can imagine the four functions of mind as the four spokes of the wheel. The hub or the center remains still while the wheel turns. So this hub, which does not move, is the pure self or our consciousness, which always remains still. And our true self, that is the center part, is the only vantage point from where you can fully witness all the spokes. So the first step is to first establish a connection with our inner self. So this removes avidya or ignorance about our true nature. We realize that we are the parts of the same consciousness and we are not a separate identity. Second, watch the functioning of the mind through our actions and speech. You know, often we watch the gestures and body language of other people, and from them we can infer what is going on inside their heart or inside their mind. We can do the same thing with ourselves. Watching our inner mental and emotional states, our own gestures and our own body language and our own actions and speech, we can realize what is going in our head. Third, observe the thinking process within. Though this practice may take some time to learn, but it is an extremely useful practice. Fourth is letting go of the association between the chit and the ahankar. You may internally observe what thoughts and emotions are colored by our attractions and aversions. Let me give you an example. You know, when certain event ignites an emotion of hatred inside you toward any one person, watch the coloring of the aversion. It may have been caused by some hurt experienced by our ego, owing to some action by that person in the past. Here, ego has combined with the past memory of aversion to cause the present feeling of hatred. So use your buddhi faculty here. Can you de-link the past memory and see the present event more objectively on its own merit? If you are able to disassociate the ego from the past memory, you may be presented better choices to react in the present moment. Now, fifth, making the positive aspect of ego stronger. How do we do that? De-linking of chit with ahankara is not the suppression of ego. We do not have to kill the ego. In fact, when we de-link the chit from the ego, the positive aspect of ego becomes stronger. The positive ego results in greater sankalpa shakti, which is the shakti of determination. It is that strong commitment of the spiritual journey that says, I can do it, I will do it, I have to do it. When we are able to uncloud our buddhi or the discrimination faculty of our mind, we strengthen the connection of buddhi with the cosmic mind or mahat. Our buddhi on the one side is connected with our manas, chitta and ahankara, but on the other end, it is connected to the cosmic mind through what we know as intuition. With an unclouded buddhi, we can harness the infinite powers of our mind, our intellect and our intuition. It is the practice of choosing what to allow inside of our mind. It's a practice of choosing the meaning we want to give to every situation, every event, every stimuli that we receive from our environment, from people around us, at every moment of our life. An unclouded buddhi gives us the power to choose on how we react. We can now make choices to act in a way that would be more beneficial to us. And the consequences of that choice can change the course of our relationship, of our career, and of our entire life. When the mind is completely at rest, that is the time when intuition starts happening. And intuition is a source of knowledge which is beyond the intellectual or the sensory knowledge. You know, most of the inventions or discoveries of the world have happened in a state of an intuitive mind. This is the stage when all the powers of the universe are made available to you. You are not the doer here. You just become a medium to accomplish any goal which divinity wants you to accomplish. I am your brother guide to prosperity, and my mission is to help you realize the dreams of your life and help you achieve something worthwhile in life for which your family, your parents, and your children can be proud of. We'll see you in my next video.